You know what? Knowing about my HIV status, it was one of the most depressing moments for me, and it pained my heart so much, and I lost all my confidence that I had, and I thought I was going to die. That was the end of me, because my mother and my younger brother had all passed away in the same week due to HIV and tuberculosis in 2010. And in 2002, by that time, I was 10 years old. So it was really a depressing moment for me.
How was it announced to you? Where were you at that time when you found out?
That period when I got really sick and I went to the clinic, I was staying with one of my aunties, and she knew how my mother and my younger brother had passed away. So she went with me to the clinic, and she got me tested. When we went to the clinic at that time, it took about 3 weeks for her to then say that I had HIV, and it's because you were born with HIV, and that's why my mother and my younger brother had died. So she had been really been counseled and, you know, given information by the doctor that he had done an HIV test to me, and encouraged her to inform me about my HIV status so that I'll be able to take my HIV treatment properly, knowing the advantages of taking HIV treatment so that I won't die. So that's how it happened.
Growing up, what was your interaction with your friends, schoolmates?
There's this silent stigma, which is not like direct, especially when I stayed with one of my family members. And, you know, I went through emotional abuse, I went through physical abuse, even shouting at me. Because where I stay back in Zimbabwe, it's sort of like a ghetto place. And you know how houses are next to each other, and if you shout, people next door, they can actually easily hear. And he used to shout at me about my HIV status, saying, do you think you're special? If you want to die, just die. It's not me who made you to become HIV positive. Go and cry at your mother's grave. You know, saying such kind of things, and people within the next door could actually hear what he would say, and everyone at the end of the day got to know that Lois is HIV positive. So, you know, hearing such kind of words in my life, and at that time I was still at school, I tried killing myself by taking all of the medication that I had, and I said, I am so sick and tired of this situation that I have, and I said, I just want to die. I think I just need to die. I cannot contain this. I just need to die. So I was admitted to the clinic, to the hospital. And after I got discharged, I got massive counseling from the organization that I'm working with back in Zimbabwe. And they counseled me after I got discharged. And I said to myself, if I'm to live again, I want to make sure that I share my story and breaking the silence of the kind of realistic challenges that we face in a daily basis as adolescents and young people. And because for me, I had also began becoming a peer counselor, doing home visits on a daily basis. So I knew also some of the challenges that adolescents and young people were facing, which were also beyond the kind of challenges that they were facing. So I said, I want to share my story, be a motivational speaker to my other peers so that they also gain their confidence and they feel empowered to be able to fight stigma, even if the society still have a lot of stigma around them. And I said, I want to make sure that they become confident and they are able to realize their dreams and hopes for the future.
Do you think it's gotten better over the years in terms of stigma?
In terms of stigma, I think we have come a long way in the fight against HIV and AIDS, and including issues around stigma, trying to make people understand that HIV is no longer a deadly disease because there is now treatment available, and people who are HIV positive, when they are put on HIV treatment, they get better.
A lot of people feel that this generation is ignoring the epidemic, and that could be a problem in trying to get rid of it.
I can say to a greater extent it's very true. This is because of stigma and how HIV was introduced when it came. Because HIV was introduced as a disease that a person contracts after they are promiscuous or having so many sexual encounters, but people not really understanding that a person can be born with HIV and then contract it through using sharp objects, those kind of different things. So back in Zimbabwe, I always talk with a group of children who are in schools, and their greatest issues that they say about HIV is that I fear to know that I have HIV. And there was a study that was done in Zimbabwe, and it shows that adolescents and young people are not scared of HIV, but they are scared of getting pregnant, because pregnancy, a person can easily see it and people can talk about it. Then when you're HIV positive, you can just secretly take your pills and no one will know.